Chapter 4. When my lady and Miss Rachel returned in the afternoon, I told them that Mr. Franklin had arrived, but had had to go into Footsing Hall on business. Shortly afterwards, Penelope told me she thought Rosanna had fallen hopelessly in love with Mr. Franklin. She was behaving strangely, happy one minute, sad the next, and she kept asking questions about him. She had written his name in her sewing box and taken a lot of trouble with her hair, crying as she looked at her deformed shoulder in the mirror. I almost laughed. A poor, plain housemaid falling in love with a gentleman. Mr. Franklin returned shortly before dinner. I was relieved to hear that he hadn't met the Indians and that the moonstone was in the bank. Penelope said Miss Rachel took an unusual amount of trouble with her hair before dinner. Head servant never serves dinner, unfortunately, as I was curious to know how they got on together after all these years. Later we heard them singing happily together with my lady at the piano. Later still I took whiskey to Mr. Franklin in the smoking room. "She's the most charming girl I've seen since I came back to England," he said. Towards midnight, when Samuel, my second-in-command, and I had locked up the house, I went out to get some air. The moon was full and the air was still. I could hear the sea rolling in over the shivering sand. Then I heard a sound, much closer, and saw a shadow disappear round the corner of the house. I heard feet running away. But by the time I reached the corner, whoever it was had disappeared. Samuel and I took guns, searched the garden, but found nothing. Returning, I saw something shining on the ground. It was a small bottle of black ink.